I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East for talks with Jordanian and Turkish officials about the fall of the Syrian government. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
After a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that Israeli troops will remain in a Syrian buffer zone next to the Golan Heights until some force on the Syrian side can ensure security for Israelis. Brigadier General Reserve Nitzan Nouriel, the former head of the Counterterrorism Bureau in the Prime Minister's office, says Israel is watching events in Syria carefully.
That the worst case scenario in Syria is that Syria may become Somalia of the Middle East, meaning many organizations fighting each other, and stability will not be the nickname of Syria for the next few years.
Over the past few days, Israel has launched hundreds of airstrikes on weapon stores and seized tanks and other weaponry. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Kremlin on Thursday said Russian President Vladimir Putin supported a Christmas ceasefire in Ukraine proposed by Hungary's president. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman reports.
Viktor Orban, who is among the most pro-Russian politicians in the European Union, suggested a pause in fighting and exchange of prisoners between Kyiv and Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky criticized the Hungarian leader for undermining Western unity. Zelensky has previously outlined what he called a victory plan, which included commitments of Western military aid and NATO membership. Russia has said it would never accept Ukraine joining NATO, or the deployment of NATO troops on Ukrainian territory.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goleman. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump returned to his hometown on Thursday for another stop on his remarkable comeback. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
On Wall Street, the longtime New York businessman rang the New York Stock Exchange's opening bell for the first time, pumping his fist as the crowd chanted,
"Thank you very much. This is an honor."
Both ringing the bell and being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for a second time. The first was after he first won the White House 8 years ago.
I think I like it better this time, actually.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A watchdog report released on Thursday says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence. It also says no undercover FBI employees were present that day and none of the Bureau's informants was authorized to participate. The report from the Justice Department Inspector General's office knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory advanced by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the January 6th events when rioters determined to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss stormed the building in a violent clash with police. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Thursday he is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes and commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The White House says it's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Biden also says he'll be taking more steps in the next 5.5 weeks before the Trump administration takes over. In a statement, the president says America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances, and that he has the great privilege of extending mercy to people who have demonstrated remorse and rehabilitation. This comes after Biden issued a broad pardon for his son Hunter after saying he wouldn't, a decision only about 2 in 10 Americans approved of, according to a recent AP NORC poll. Jennifer King, Washington.
President-elect Trump has invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to attend his inauguration next month, even as Trump threatens to levy massive tariffs on Chinese goods once he becomes president. Trump's incoming press secretary, Caroline Levitt, confirmed on Thursday that Trump invited Xi, but said it was to be determined if the leader of the United States' most significant economic and military competitor would attend. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.